Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, Selena, how are you?
Hey, John.
So, I want to go ahead and ring it up that we have a report of some calls where you did disconnect on the customer early without really coming into the call, or you disconnected where the call came directly right in. But unfortunately, because you were issued a written warning from Dionka about these kind of calls, we are going to have to issue you a 2-day suspension. So that's going to have to take place Saturday and Sunday. And then you can log in on your next scheduled shift after Sunday. I think, are you scheduled to log in on Monday?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any reason why you're hanging up as soon as calls comes in, or what's going on, Selena? Because, you know, you've been doing a lot better on your QAs. The calls that you have been handling have been good. So I'm just kind of confused as to why this is happening. And it's more than one day. We have it on the, we have three calls documented on the 27th of September and four calls documented on the 30th of September. So what's going on? What's making you do this?
I don't remember. I'm going to honestly say, I don't remember hanging up on any calls yesterday, except for when my computer had went out because I had an issue with my VPN and I had told them in the IT group that I had a problem with it. And so I was calling my internet provider. The 27th, I honestly can't think back that far, but I don't think I've been doing that to people. I know today a customer did complain about people hanging up on her, and I had her twice, but I answered the phone and I kept asking, was anyone there? And I heard static, but nobody was answering the phone, so I disconnected. But, and then also there was a time where I had a call on today and yesterday where there was like a loud beep in my ear. And so I just didn't even say anything to it because my volume was like turned all the way up and it hurt my ear. So I disconnected that call. So if that was a person, then yeah, I did hang up on somebody, but there was like beeping in my ear where it sounded like a prank call, to be honest. So I hung up, but I haven't been purposefully hanging on people, or I haven't been trying to.
And the calls that, you know, you were talked to was on a, what, 12:17, 12:19, and then at 1:30 and about 2:08, it looks like. So, I mean, that's about a 2-hour span of, you know, you hanging up on four customers throughout that duration. So, did you ever have a contact from IT? Right now, it's not showing me the IT conversation on Teams. I'm having some sort of issue, but
I can go to it and let you know what time, because I have it on my I'll pull it up on my computer and I'll look on it on my phone. But when I put it yesterday at 1:20 p.m. that I was having a VPN issue and I was calling. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm looking at it here. Okay, so because I see yesterday you did talk to him at 1, or you did put in that your VPN was going out at 1:20.
And then I messaged them, or I put it under my message that the problem was getting fixed and I'll be clocking back in soon. And I think, yes, Stephanie liked it. But other than that, I don't remember honestly hanging up on people yesterday. I know I did hang up on, well, I didn't hang up on her purposefully, but two calls today I did hang up without answering because somebody was beeping in my ear. Like it was one of those loud, it's not a dial tone. I don't even know what kind of beep to describe it as. Like a horn type beeping, whatever noise. And I hung up because it was just really loud in my ear. And I know that most of the time when I get calls like that,
it's somebody doing it as a prank. So I disconnected and hit disconnected callback. But yeah, the 27th, I don't remember. I don't honestly don't remember doing that on the 27th. And on yesterday, I was answering all of my calls, except for the time where I had a call come in when my VPN had went out. So I had to hang up on her because I couldn't understand her and she couldn't understand me. Or I don't know if it was a girl or not. So I'm not going to say her. But
yeah, well, unfortunately, I mean, that the timing of it is a little off where we see that you did message at 1:20, but then the calls that you disconnected on was at 1:39 and then another one at 2:06. So that timing doesn't match up with, you know, when you entered your statement on the IT group. So you just got to make sure that you're answering these phone calls as quickly as possible and not hanging up instantly. And even if you're having issues, you know, you do have to, if you was on recording saying hello, hello, and disconnected due to non-response, that would be a different story altogether. We wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be an issue at that point, but you have to follow the protocol and we have to have you answer these phone calls and trying your best. You know, if it's just silent for 50 seconds, 27 seconds, or 30 seconds without, you know, without you saying anything, we just really can't justify that.
That's what my calls have been doing.
Mm-hmm. And then on the 27th, one was 8 seconds. And then, let's see, 59 seconds and a minute 02. You know, you're disconnecting the call and just sitting on after call. So we just need you to get, you know, we can't allow that because, you know, we're paying you to take calls to the clients. And the clients think that we're just hanging up on people left and right. They'll ask some other call center to take the calls. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
So we're going to go ahead. You'll be suspended for Saturday and Sunday. Log back in Monday. Just make sure that you're answering these calls when they come in. State your name. Try to get somebody on the phone. Get them to talk. If you're asking for them and you have to disconnect due to their non-response, like I said, that's fine. But you know, from what we're looking at here, it looks like call avoidance. And even with, you know, any IT issues, there's just so many at such a scattered time that, you know, we can't not go through with a suspension at this time.
Okay. I do have one quick question, though. If yes. Sometimes when there's a callback being done, on the side of the screen where it says set disposition, it will already have a time next to it. What does that time mean? Because there are times where a customer doesn't answer the phone and you're supposed to hang up right after 5 rings, correct?
Yes, or leave a message if it's a callback saying that, hey, you know, we see that you tried to call us and this is us calling you back.
So well, they don't have that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, they don't have a voicemail, that's one thing. That's fine. It won't show a hang-up.
Okay. Well, sometimes if I do a callback and next to where it says set disposition, it will already have like a time next to it. What does that time mean?
That is the length of the call, like where it says set disposition. Like if you look at yours now, it should say 8:48 or 8:49. So
well,
this is...
Yeah.
That's us going on about 9 minutes.
Okay, what if it's a
call? You're asking about?
Yes, that gray number, yes. So what if it's a callback and that number is already there, but I never talked to a customer?
It should start when the call starts. And if we listen to that recording, we're going to hear what's going on. If it's a phone ringing or if it's an answer machine. Any time that you see that number means that there's going to be a recording associated with the phone call. And we would always check the recording first to make sure that, you know, you did the right thing or before we try to talk to you about something, we verify all these calls.
Okay.
So we know when the report comes in showing that, you know, we have people with calls that are less than 30 seconds, we listen to those calls first. That way we verify them before we even address them, because, you know, that's only fair to you.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm going to, if you like, I can send you the report, and you can listen to those phone calls if you would like. If not, that's up to you. I'm going to go ahead and put the suspension through the system. We're going to get it typed up. You just sign it like you did the write-up, and just please do your best moving forward, because you have tons of potential. You have a great phone voice. You can do this job easy. You've been making straight hundreds for the past month and a half, and it's silly for something like this to derail you and put your job in jeopardy, because, you know, after a suspension, it's termination, Selena. And I think you're too good of an agent for us to lose you over something like this. So I want you to take it seriously. Okay?
Okay. I understand.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to let you go. And I appreciate your time and you staying with us.
No problem.
Okay. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.